Well, we want to welcome you to the online service. The online service is a wonderful way to communicate, and I appreciate all of you who listen to the online service, and I really appreciate the skills and the things that Phil brings, and he kind of puts my convoluted mess together, if you would, for lack of a better term, and when it comes out, it's pretty good. I enjoy listening to it myself. And but we want to welcome you to Bethany United Methodist Church. We thank you for all the blessings that we have. The conference had recognized us for paying 100% of our apportionments, and that's a blessing for a small little church like this that's been going through the COVID and all that stuff, that we can take, and being that we're a connectional church, that we send part of the giving that you give on to the conference, and the conference sends it on to the general church. That's what keeps Methodism alive, is through your love and your grace and your giving. One of the things that we have this week, which is Friday, I'm recording this on Thursday. By the time you listen to this, we've already had annual conference. It's virtual again this year. I don't know why, but the conference decided to do it virtual again this year. It's always been a special time to go to annual conference and see and fellowship with people from all around our conference. But annual conference will be over, and they're making a lot of decisions. And so if you hear some of it, always the news media is always anxious to tell the world what we did at the annual conference. So just keep it in prayer. I think that's what I said to say all this. We have Father's Day coming up soon. We have a lot of things going on. And, you know, Father's Day is also a special day, like Mother's Day. You know, without fathers and mothers, we wouldn't have children. And if we didn't have children, we wouldn't have a world. But we love them all. So just thank you for being there. Well, we always do birthdays. I don't know of any birthdays that we have this week, but like we do in church, when we have no days, that there are birthdays there. Phil takes the picture and everything like that and puts it up, and it's a good memory. But if we don't have anybody, well, why not sing happy birthday? You know, it's an old Drunk-a-log joke, but the people that used to drink in the morning would say, well, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And that's the same with birthdays. We say, hey, there's a birthday somewhere. Let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. You know, it's the same with anniversaries. We recognized D-Day this past week. That's an anniversary. Young men and some women fought in that battle. Mostly the men was the one that went ashore, but the women had an awful lot to do with it. So we recognize that as an anniversary. So let's sing happy anniversary. There's got to be an anniversary somewhere. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, it's a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. So hope and pray you're having a good day when you get to listen to this. And keep us in your prayers. We got a lot of challenges, not only in the church, but in the world. We got a lot of challenges in the political realm. But you know what? God's still on the throne. Have a good day.